USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says looting and riots are out of control in the United States, and if liberal mayors won't do anything about it, he certainly will.
Right now, I think the nation needs law and order, because you have a bad group of people out there, and they're using George Floyd, and they're using a lot of other people to try and do some bad things. And what we do, and we have it totally under control, but you have Democrat, in many cases, in all cases, Democrat, super liberal mayors. I mean, the mayor of Minneapolis was disgraceful when I watched that.
President Trump speaking there on Newsmax TV. Senate Republicans on Thursday authorized a key committee chairman to issue a wide range of subpoenas as part of an investigation into the origins of the Russia probe and allegations of wrongdoing by top Obama administration officials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
They call it the new censorship. Social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages or stories that discuss alternative treatments for the coronavirus. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV is asking the tough questions about the dangers to our freedoms. With the 2020 election coming, watch Newsmax TV's special reports from Sean Spicer all this week exposing the threats to free speech. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the big issues on Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Watch Newsmax TV and see great shows with Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Alan Dershowitz, and Herman Cain. Check your cable guide and get Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
1.9 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. The coronavirus has forced roughly 42.6 million workers onto jobless roles in just 11 weeks. SpaceX remains busy with another rocket launch. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
This time it was an unmanned SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket that lifted off on time on Wednesday night from Cape Canaveral in Florida, propelling 60 Starlink communication satellites into orbit. The successful launch boosting the number of Starlink satellites circling the Earth to 480, by far the greatest number of any communications network. Starlink is aiming to provide next-generation broadband internet service to the globe, outpacing what's been offered by players like Iridium and Intelsat. SpaceX saying in 2019 it was aiming to launch at least 1,600 satellites during its first phase. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Folks on Capitol Hill are reacting to former Secretary of Defense James Mattis blasting President Trump, saying he's a threat to the Constitution. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham telling Fox News,
"Well, number one, General Mattis has the right to express himself above all others in many ways because he served the country over a long period of time, put himself at risk for the nation. I admire his service to the nation. But the one thing I would tell General Mattis is that you don't quite understand that from the time President Trump wakes up to he goes to bed, there's an effort to destroy his presidency."
And as far as using the military to help with riots and looting, Graham reminds us
that George H.W. Bush, 41, used the military to support the police in Los Angeles after the Rodney King verdict. The Insurrection Act has been used, but it's been sparingly used. Nobody wants to send active duty troops into American cities unless they're invited, unless they're absolutely necessary.
The NBA is officially back, the league's board of governors approving a proposal today to restart the season. ESPN is reporting 29 of 30 owners voted in favor of a 22-team playoff format set to begin in Orlando on July 31st. The league season was suspended on March 11th due to the coronavirus outbreak. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.